Welcome back to Embracing Your Mortality podcast with me, author Sue Brain. On the first day of the month, I post an interview with someone who is passionate about helping us all to live more consciously for a better world. And with so much chaos and change happening right across the globe, we all need the inspiration and hope that Alex, I know, is going to give us. This is why I'm so delighted to introduce Alex Pope to you, who I call my birth sister, as she's actually only 2 days older than me. We both turned 70 this year, so it's very exciting to be talking to her. Alex is the co-founder of The Red School, which she and Shani Hugo Wurlitzer set up to activate the vitality, creativity, and leadership of millions of women and men around the world through the magic of the menstruation cycle and the awareness of that. And what's really important about becoming conscious of the menstrual cycle, what does that do to us as women, but also how that affects our partnerships. Alex and Shani are also the authors of the best-selling Wild Power, which is about the spirituality of menstrual cycles, and Wise Power, which talks about the importance of conscious menopause. And that's what, obviously, being the age I am, I'm particularly interested in. So welcome, Alex. I just love how you're educating women and men to take responsibility for their body cycles and their natural aging process. And so this is what I wanted to talk to you about, especially as both of us have been through our menarche cycle and now have been through the menopause. Are we still in it? That's what I'd like to know. So, Alex, welcome. And how are you feeling about being an older woman?
How am I feeling about being an older woman? I'm feeling, well, for starters, I'm feeling really good in myself, in the sense that I know who I am. And that was the greatest gift of menopause. That menopause just sorted me out about what I was definitely not and what I truly, truly am. And really put me on the path of my calling, which is the work that I'm doing today all around the menstrual cycle and menopause. And there's a deep sense of meaningfulness, you know, that I hold inside myself, and purpose, actually. But it's more than that. So that gives me, it just gives me ease and a sense of goodness in myself. You know, I'm just happy. I'm happy with who I am.
It's a long road, that one, isn't it, to become happy with who you are?
You know, it is a long road. It was a very long, long road. But I feel it now. I think you feel it too, don't you?
Yeah. What I was so curious about, and I wanted to talk to you about, was this sense of I must have hit the menopause, building up to it in my 40s, certainly. And then I was sort of classic. I stopped menstruating around about 53.
Yeah, me too.
On the button.
Yeah.
But I, even though I stopped menstruating, I didn't feel I was through the menopause until I was in my 60s. And I remember one day waking up thinking, I'm not menopausal anymore. And I just wanted to ask you about that.
Yes. The work that we do really describes the psychological and the spiritual initiatory passage you go through. And that can take as long as it takes, but I would say it's at least 3 to 5 years. And we talk about five phases to it. And the final phase, we actually simply call emergence. Yeah. And it is a process of coming out. And when you, because I think I was 55 when I sort of felt like, oh yeah, I'm in emergence. I'm through all the kind of
The black
phase.
headache times.
Yeah, but
Oh,
there's like the psyche sort of
God.
compressing, and what's it all about, and having to deal with the shadow side of oneself.
Hair sprouting on the chin, all of that.
I had come through all that, and I was really in a slipstream now of, oh yeah. So it was quite sort of orgasmic, almost, of just utterly knowing what I had to do. But it was in a visionary state. It was in a visionary state. And that emergence phase, that might have taken a year or two or three. It takes as long as it takes. But I was never sort of fretting, am I in or out? Because I could feel this trajectory of, because you when you come into menopause, you go deep down into the depths of the
Well, you
temptation.
have to say goodbye to your youth.
You absolutely have to.
Painful.
It's
Like, when you come out,
painful.
I found that looking at the mirror and going, oh, not another wrinkle.
I know.
I just found that so distressful. But you only when you've gone through it can you laugh.
I know. It is a number, that one. I mean, that's one of the monsters
Is
along the
it?
path. You have to go, oh right, now I have to, oh, okay. Now I
Yeah.
have to deal with, But if you can trust menopause, I feel it really roots you, as I said, into who you are. And it's, if the price of knowing who I am is my youthful beauty. Oh, well, okay, I'll pay the price. I'll pay it. I'll pay it.
Mean, but that's a big step, though, isn't it? Because
It's
we
a
live in
huge step.
a society that is so hooked on youth and glamour and celebrity and male thingies and all that kind of stuff, which is about you have to look glamorous. And to be honest, menopause is not glamorous.
No,
It
it's
isn't.
not. It's very, very real. And, if you've got a lot of attachment to the glamorous side of things, it's very, very, very painful. And even if you've got only a little attachment to it, it's still a bit painful. But it's interesting.
This thing about becoming invisible.
Oh, yes, only I wasn't freaking going to let that one happen.
I think that's something neither of us have allowed to happen.
No. I think neither of us were signing up for that one. No,
No.
and I am deliberately noisy. I am deliberate. I am, I'm going to occupy a space. I am going to engage with people. No one is ever going to dismiss me and ignore me.
It is an interesting one, though, isn't it?
It is, and I can feel it sometimes where there's this sort of subtle feeling of. Not irrelevant, yes, maybe a slight feeling of irrelevance. And boy, can I speak to that one, because we are never more relevant
Yeah.
than before, for all sorts of reasons. But I can feel that energy flirting with me, and also the sense that I'm not quite on it, not quite, bright enough now.
You mean?
It's the kind of speed at which we move and this technological age that we're in. Now, I'm dealing with technology all the time. I co-direct an organization. We work incredibly hard, and we're putting stuff out there all the time. So I'm really using my brain. I'm really working hard. But I have different capacities to my colleague, Shani, who's actually 24 years younger than me. And it's very important that I do not compare myself to her, A, because we're very different natures, actually. But also there's that I noticed the age thing, there are things that are different, and there are things that she holds and is, that I just don't hold. But boy, do I feel I'm holding something else. And I feel enormous respect, from her for what I'm bringing and what I'm contributing. I do feel it sort of courts with me a little bit, this sense of as though, I mean, this is very dramatic what I'm going to say, but it's in the field and I don't like it. The sense of one losing one's faculties. And your faculties change. You know, we've talked about this, haven't we? Because I have never felt more alive, intelligent, and engaged. But do I remember all sorts of details? No, actually, don't bore with me. Bore me with details. I deal in concepts.
I feel like I've got this sort of filing system, and I've got a big filing system that, which is full of things that they are not important. So they, you know, and go, and maybe I need to drag it out occasionally. But like you, I'm engaged with concepts and learning and wanting to expand my understanding of consciousness.
Yes.
Where, as a young woman, I was more interested, I don't know, in what, how I wanted to be out in the world, to be noticed out in the world. Yeah. And I feel that this is a whole different being noticed. It isn't that yearning for recognition. It's just wanting to understand how consciousness works within, and how that, how to contribute to the human condition in a more positive way as an older woman. Because my God, you and I, we sit on a lot of learning.
Yeah.
Hard learning.
Hard learning. I'd call it wisdom. I feel like I've earned my freaking stripes. Yeah. And I can say that now at 70.
Yeah.
I've earned my stripes.
Yeah.
I think contribution is the word. I feel that postmenopause, it's all about what I've come to serve. And when you were asking me, you know, how I'm feeling now as a, you know, postmenopause woman, the word that I didn't use, but I wanted to put in there, was I feel a gravitas in my being, a seriousness. And it's not a, you know, I look at the world and we both know it's not looking entirely great at the moment. And, but I'm not interested in telling the story of, you know, oh, it's shit. It's, you know, we're all going to hell in a handbasket. No, that's something I cannot indulge in. I feel I have a responsibility to hold the line and to serve whatever is wanting to emerge through this. It's an initiation we're going through on the planet. And it's older women in particular, I think, who are, if they've done their inner work and they've made peace with who they are and they have a sense of, you know, that they're in a stream of something that's serving the world. I think we, for want of a better word, we become channels for a new kind of conversation, I think we can be channels for healing. I think we can be real channels of wisdom, a real kind of medicine that's needed. And it's not that it's more important than all the other kind of work that's going on. It's the missing piece because we're dismissed.
I feel that my mission is to hold the light.
Precisely.
Just to be that sounds, I don't know if that sounds arrogant, but it's sort of this sense of just holding a space where people can bounce off, and just for the grandmother in me to say, it's okay. Whatever happens is okay, because you know, we are going through a massive evolutionary rebirth, reset, whatever you want to call it. And I'm very conscious about not going down the conspiracy rabbit holes, but staying, like you're saying, you know, just staying on the surface, just steady person, older woman, grandmother energy. And that, I believe, however I express that, that's my work.
I think that's beautifully summed up, Sue. That is absolutely it. That is absolutely it. Yeah, that's the work. And I want to add, it's actually a very powerful work. It actually has effect. It is effective.
Mm.
It's a form of activism.
Yes, it is, isn't it? It's grandmother activism.
It is grandmother activism.
I mean, some grandmothers do go off and wave placards and get arrested, and I think that's absolutely wonderful. That is for me, personally, but I do feel just the activism is about just being steady within the massive chaos going around. And the more the grandmothers stand up as older women who've been through the mill and back, because our generation have, for many reasons. I know each generation has their own issues, but I think that we came through to batter down our generation. We were really, you know, we're battering down doors all over, right, working our way up. And now we're kind of allowing other people to do it, but being there because we've done it. We know what it feels like to be there in that knowing. Does that make sense to you?
I find it really moving what you're saying. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, Sue. Yeah. Yeah. And it's a responsibility. So, you know, that word gravitas, you know, I feel the responsibility I held now. And I should not waste the gift I have, the chi, the kind of chi I have now. I may not have physical energy in the same way, but I have a kind of psychological chi another kind of energy, which is massively effective. You know, it's so potentized, I can only say.
But what would you say to women who are coming into the menopause now? So let's say they're in their 50s, early 50s. I know lots of people have perimenopause, but let's go for the average 53 or 54 year old when traditionally periods stop. What would you say to someone to help them step into themselves as accepting that they're no longer a younger woman, because that's what they're facing at that age?
Yes. And you know, that with that, they're facing this. I mean, we face a massive ending. It's a death, you know, and it feels like everything falls away, not just youth. It feels like the things that we've invested in and relationships and our work, all of it loses its shine. And some of it's like, whoa, what am I doing here at all? And, you know, and so there's a lot of endings going on. And with that, identities, it's like roles, you're dropping roles. So then that begs the question, who am I? So how to support yourself? Well, there's so many answers to this, but the central answer is, I'm going to say it's an initiation you're undergoing. You are being, what's happening is you're actually being rewired for a new life. And that rewiring requires the death of the old life, a time when you have no idea what is up and what is down and whatever, nothing, and you're exhausted and you can't move and it's all shit and it's all over. And then out of facing all that, something starts to emerge, the new lights, the new story, the new conversation with yourself and the world and so on. So how you've got to let yourself die, and it's facing that reality that you're at an end. And what you need going through an initiation is time and space for yourself. So if I was to say one thing to you, it is that you have to find a way. You can't do business as usual. That will screw you up. It will completely screw you up to continue business as usual. Oh, yes, business as usual has to go on. You have children, food on the table for them, job to go to. But you have to find a way to reduce the pressure in your life I talk about one of the superpowers of menopause, and it just comes out of nowhere. It's the power of no. You just find yourself saying no, 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 that's good. No. You'll say it to clothes you wore, you'll say it to books you've got, you will say it to people in your life, you will say it to jobs, you will just it will all, so use that no. You need to be boundaried so that you can claim more time and space for yourself, because the moment you have that space, what you are going to be able to feel yourself and acknowledge what's going on. And as you do that, you'll also be able to hear later down the track what is wanting to come through. But none of the alchemy of menopause, and there is a very powerful alchemy at work in menopause, that if we could only trust it, would deliver us to this new life. But we're not taught to trust it, and we're also not prepared for it, which is what all our work on the menstrual cycle is about. It's preparing for that great initiation. So you've got to trust the process. It's such a cliche, but that is the message. And you will notice how you just don't want to do anything. You will notice you just want to sit there and stare into space. You just want to go. You just don't want to move. You don't want to lift a finger for another soul on the planet. All you want to do is just sit. And, you know, that's the medicine.
Yeah, but we don't live in that society that supports that. That's the thing.
That's the problem.
Message is, you've got to keep going. You've got to be superwoman, and you've got to look fantastic. You've got to keep on climbing the greasy pole. And, oh, by the way, here's some drugs to help you. How do you work with that?
Well, I find, curiously, that menopause works with that, in the sense that actually when you're moving into menopause, you suddenly go, what the? and that no voice comes up. And actually, there's this feeling of you're just not willing. There's this kind of, you'll find there's a kind of rebellion. That's if you've got some half, you know, connection with yourself, you know, and you need to have perhaps done some inner work before you come in.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
but otherwise, people are reaching for the HRT.
Yeah, well, that's what's happening. People are just reaching for the HRT. And I prefer not to comment on HRT. Yeah. It's not my bag. I'm not into drugs. But I'm very, 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 very happy that drugs exist when we are in extremis. Yeah. And I was telling you a story about my infected thumb and how grateful I was for antibiotics, which I have not taken in about 40 years.
And I think that's something that we have to, well, I'm certainly very, very grateful for what's available. But I think for working with the menopause, I never went down the HRT route. I just sat with it. And yes, for me, it was a very, very uncomfortable process because it profoundly affected the relationship I was in. But at that time, I didn't actually necessarily have the tools to understand what the changes that were happening in my body, or knowing how to work with that.
Exactly.
It's lack of education we're talking
about. That's it. We need education.
What you offer is this education about this is what will happen to your body.
Yes. And we offer education and how to meet it and how to trust it and allow yourself to be transformed and freed by it. You know, menopause is a process of, you know, I don't know, I almost don't know a woman, you know, post-menopause who doesn't feel freer now, actually, interestingly, even as we are, you know, grieving. Occasionally, I think back to my, actually, I do, sometimes occasionally in a moment where I'm really pressured with work, I think back to my 20-year-old self, my innocence, and I just remember the carefreeness. Actually, that's what I miss. I miss the carefreeness.
Yes, I couldn't, and sort of that sense of anything was possible.
Oh, anything was possible, and there was just...
The world was possible.
Oh, the world was possible, and I, you know, I did adventures in the world, and, you know, I did, and I think, I just feel, I do, yes, I have a momentary sort of for that young self.
Wouldn't be human and women if we didn't. I don't think men have the same loss. I mean, I know men go through their own menopause.
Yeah.
I don't think they have, well, they don't have this massive drop of hormones,
No. No.
Which is what we have to go through, and that's what's so impactful for us.
Yes.
And I think still for me, it's this loss. I think it's the loss of beauty, what I considered beautiful, a beautiful woman.
Yes.
Or, feeling a beautiful woman. And it's different now being an older woman, because it isn't the same. The beauty obviously can come from within, from without, and older women are fab.
Yeah.
But it's the loss of youth. It's the loss of Venus.
Yeah. And it's a certain quality of innocence as well. Yes. There's a kind of beauty there. But the truth is, it's innocent and it doesn't know itself. And I mean, can you remember? I can remember how painfully self-conscious I was and did not know how gorgeous my body was. I look back and I go, holy shit, car, I was a beauty.
Yeah, you just don't get it when at the time.
No, I did not get it at the time. So heartbreaking. Yeah.
But you see, that's about not understanding the power of living in the moment, isn't it? Or living in a society that doesn't support your growth or your what you have to offer, your individuality, or, you know, it's so, well, especially when we were brought up, it was very patriarchal, let's face it.
It was.
I mean, I know it's changing now, and thank goodness it is, but we are sitting on that programming still at our
very
age.
Very much so, very much so.
And I just feel... What do I feel now about being 70? What do we feel about being 70? I'm like you. I've never felt more engaged with life, but in a very different way.
Very different. I'm
very aware that my body is, it's certainly not collapsing yet, but it's certainly sagging and aging. And it's kind of funny, but it's not. Do you know what I mean?
I know. I mean, I have to say, you know, death is on the horizon winking at me, you know. Now I can really see, you're really winking at me loud and clearly now. I could, you know, the blinkers are off.
Does that bother you?
What?
Does that bother you?
No. It's a kind of container. You know, I go, oh yeah. It's a presence, and that holds me. It actually wakes me up to the moment. You know, this is precious, because no, it's not. It doesn't bother me at all, actually, at all now. What was interesting was with turning 70, it was a negotiation. And the biggest problem for me, in inverted commas, was the kind of energies in the field about being an older person. You know, and seeing around me the way people collapse, sort of seem to accept how it is. You know, oh, so at 70, it'll be like, you know, I could feel these thoughts go, you know, thoughts of, oh, I might not be able to. I thought, no, piss off thought.
Yeah.
No, it's like the societal sort of habitual thinking about what aging is about are in the field and try to seep into me, and I have to keep them out. It's not about being denial in the fact of getting older, but I'm doing it on my terms, and I'm tracking my body, and I'm taking care of my body, and, you know, inhabiting who I am, and I'm not letting something else take over. And actually, there is so much scientific research now around aging and how you think about it. I mean, it's in the science now. It's saying, you know, if you think you're going to get heart disease and blah, blah, and so on. You know, when I, this is, you know, with this sore thumb of mine, this infected thumb that landed me in hospital and so on, I had to go to all these doctors, and they kept going, aren't you on any drugs? What drugs? I don't take drugs. I haven't taken drugs in 40 years. What are you talking about? And they expect you to be on statins and things like this. Yeah. This is quite, you know, as though it was sort of an accepted thing. And so that, again, is, you know, a kind of expectation in the field that you're supposed to be doing this now. This is, your health is supposed to be in this state. So you're supposed to be on this drug. Bonkers.
Yeah.
I've never felt healthier and stronger. It's incredible.
We both really look after our diet.
We really look after our health.
And
that's what. And actually, I just wanted to say one other thing, going back to menopause, take care of your health. It's non-negotiable now. Take care of your stress levels. If you're hitting menopause now and it's screwing you up, deal with stress. Just meet it and go, it's not on. You've got to take care of your nervous system and you have to take care of your diet. Diet is radical, so I could say, you know, or just you've got to up your self-care game.
Could not agree with you more on that one. And I think also to realize that you're on a journey.
Yeah.
This, and every day it's, you know, a new thing. I'm finding I'm more curious about what's going on in my body now than I've ever been. I've just taken it for granted, really. And I'm like you, I've never taken drugs or any sort of form of medicine at all. So I'm much more curious about, I've noticed my knees going a bit, but it's the psychological or the spiritual element for me that is so, it's so nurturing. This feeling of connection with knowing that I'm going to die and knowing that apart from holding, which I call holding the light, it's really preparing well for my, I call it my transition, actually, transitioning out of my body. And I want to die as consciously as I can. And that's my, I also feel that that's the second part of my work, which is about, I want to be conscious when I die. And I love this sense of getting older now and every day knowing I am going to die. I just, it's just an inevitability. There is no more denial. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
We're getting older with you because we could race each other to the end.
I know.
One of us is going to go first. But we just
one of us is. And the other one will be 1 foot on the grave or the whatever compost pile you're in going, hey.
I think it is. It's lovely to have a dying partner.
Yes.
Like this. And
yes.
You can only really kind of go there when we've done it. We've yeah. been there. We've got it. We've done we've worn the t-shirt, made the movie, and now we can engage with the joy of being alive, but the joy of knowing that at some point it's going to end, and that's cool.
I absolutely love the way you're talking, and when you use that word nurturing, that you feel you're being nurtured in that light, I got the sense you were talking about being nurtured into one's transition. I mean, that's a beautiful word. I'm taking that with me. I really love how you've articulated that. I so appreciate what you do around this area of death and dying. It's so amazing, sir.
Well, you know, the two of us have trod our paths, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Parallel paths completely. It's been really extraordinary, actually.
Yeah, it has.
Whether you believe in the stars or not.
Yes.
There are so many similarities in our relationship with life, in our relationship with consciousness, with God, with whatever you want to call God.
Yes.
This sort of sense of being of service to the greater good.
Yes. It's so lovely knowing that. I really appreciate our friendship.
Two old broilers.
We'll be cracking. Wouldn't it be funny if we carked it together?
Oh, that'd be cool, wouldn't it?
I'm going.
Oh, wait for me. Is there anything else that you want to say or you'd like to say about the Red School or what you offer people who want to follow this path into the madness of being an older woman who don't care anymore?
Who don't care. That's the great thing of postmenopause. It's like you don't care anymore. You're going to just say, yeah, it's great. It's such a freedom. Okay. So if anyone's wanting to learn more about the work that we're doing at Red School, the website is redschool.net. And you will also find us on Instagram and Facebook. And please don't ask me for the link for that because it's not in my head right now, that kind of detail. But redschool.net will lead you to all places. And we offer Absolutely magnificent, and I say it completely freely, no immodesty on this one. Magnificent online menopause course in November, December each year, goes for 6 weeks. And when you sign up for it, you get to come back to it each year if you want to for nothing, because of course, menopause takes time. And we've had people come back 3 and 4 times to this course as they move through menopause. They've got more out of the course, they've got more insights. The course has sort of held them through menopause. So if you are in menopause or coming into me, because we have people who are in their 40s who do the course of sort of getting ready for it, you know, late 40s. So that is Menopause the Great Awakener. That's the perfect place to go. But if you're happily in your menstruating years, then learn about the power of your menstrual cycle, because it will prepare you for menopause. And it isn't just about that. It's about living fantastically well now, because it's this incredible self-care system, personal development system. It awakens you to your creativity, and it awakens you to the most incredible spiritual forces as well. And you would read our book, Wild Power, if you're menstruating still. And if you're coming up to menopause, I'd recommend our book, Wise Power. And then we run a trading program, and all sorts of things are going on. Actually, there's lots of stuff.
A wonderful organization for any woman at any time of her life wanting to step into her life with that power, with that sort of sense of knowing I am here as a woman in this world. Alex, thank you so much for a lovely conversation. We always have great chats, actually.
I know.
It's nice to be able to record this one.
No, for once.
Yeah. And so Alex is, heads up the Red School, as I said. It's redschool.net. And thanks so much. And also to Shani, who is your co-founder.
Shani is the most magnificent person. That none of what we're doing, of what's happening at Red School today, would be happening without her. She's extraordinary. We're the most sort of dynamic duo together. It's the most creative partnership. So huge gratitude to that magnificent woman.
Well, that was the wonderful Alex Pope. I'm so proud to call her my birth sister, and maybe my dying sister. We'll have to wait and see when the time comes. My next guest, which is in July, is another Alex, but this time a young woman who set off with her boyfriend in a tiny camper van called Sheila the Arkila to raise money by driving through 47 countries. I met her at the Quirky Campers Festival and thought, wow, now here's someone who really is embracing their mortality. So see you with young Alex in July. And in the meantime, thanks for listening today. See you soon.